Well, there's some bells ringing. I think.
Oh, that was the wedding bus.
Cool. Are we going towards them now?
The church is over there on the right.
Can you hear?
Three men and their barrow.
Oh, yeah. Which note is
Can't it? Hear it, isn't it too far away? If we went nearer, I could tell you.
Oh, this is...
Strong rose smell here.
Yeah.
Philadelphia's.
I thought you were going to say Philadelphia.
Can you smell this one? A bit closer?
A bit.
It's Philadelphia. Oh, yeah. Is that a peel?
I doubt they'll be ringing it for 3 hours, which is what a peel is.
Oh.
I only knew that recently because of Andrew.
I thought a peel just meant it meant all the bells.
So did I.
No, it's a peel is a very specific term.
What does it sound like?
I really can't tell, we're too far away.
Oh.
Is that the church we were in?
So this is a druid on a codestone. Somebody left their disc holder. What is the date on it, Stuart? Can you see the hidden date stamp?
Made in China.
Ow! Prickly things. Yeah, but it's code, so you probably
won't. There we are. 1793, it's up here underneath.
Which way are we?
This way.
Going there.
Going towards the church. Hello. So is that a yew tree?
An English yew?
English yew.
You said yew.
Yew, English yew. Now like, we're coming to...
It's just like
what is this? Can you hear it now?
Bit better.
Five is a temple greenhouse. Oh, that's just overlooking... The house is over there now. And the church is up on the hill ahead of us.
So this is the greenhouse. You can probably sing in here again. Let's go up some steps. I don't think it'll be that echoey.
And the interesting thing is...
Oh, it is.
You just... The doors just move, slide upwards. Got a little...
Wow, it is echoey.
No, it's... Olea, what is it? Those are finches. Oh, Olea, what's that called in English?
I wish, but it's all in vain. I wish I was a maid again, but a maid again I never can be. Till apples grow on an orange tree. Mentioned orange trees, that's what made me think.
Yeah.
You do the exercise as well. Whee!
When do you do that? Just at your lesson?
Yeah, well...
Not with choir?
No, although I could imagine Peter getting us to do that. He has got us to go, yeah, and things like that in the choir before.
Why do you do that?
Well, because going whee gets your mouth in sort of the right shape for some of the vowels and stuff.
No.
Oh, I can smell something here.
Are
you putting my hands on the thorns?
Oh, smell it. That's a rose.
Yeah.
Now, if you eat, pull out a petal, and then if you eat the tiny bit, Turkish Delight.
Yeah.
Eat a bit of, chew it. It's like Turkish Delight.
It's not.
Is it much delight?
Oh, it sort of is. Actually. Wouldn't want any more, but yeah. It is, actually.
This is an acanthus.
Dad, if we've died later, will you tell Robert for me?
if the rose has killed us.
How sharply lobed, like an arrow, the leaves are.
Mm.
This is an acanthus, and that's the flower.
It's prickly, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, put your hand on it first next time. Yeah, first.
I feel that, yeah.
Now, I think this is broom.
And it's low, low down in the broom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, you can smell that.
Oh, yeah.
That's broom. Yellow. Bright yellow flowers. Bushes. Bright yellow flowers. I wonder if that's what we can smell.
No. I think it was the roses before.
Yeah, I think it was.
So this was a jungle, Fiona, and they've just recreated it. You know, cut it down and made it a lovely garden again.
Jungle? We don't have jungles in the country, don't we? Forest, you know.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle,
the lion roars tonight.
Who's got one here in a picture of one?
Oh, here is a bear. We're going on a bear hunt. The people, the plant collectors. Over 5,000 different species of plants were brought to Croom from all over the world, including some discovered on Captain Cook's South Pacific voyages. By 1801, Croom's botanical collection was considered second only to Kew.
Wow.
Plant hunters regularly risked life and limb to get their hands on new species. In 1771, John Bush wrote from St. Petersburg to
John Bush? That's an appropriate name.
Wrote from St. Petersburg to Lord Coventry that it was dangerous to collect plants in the nearby woods, there being large bears and wolves. So you can see him on a picture here with bears behind the tree. He's going to collect more than he bargained for. We can't bear these people taking our plants.
Oh, dear. Listen to that bird.
Yeah.
There's two.
Do you want to walk inside a tree?
Inside a tree?
Yeah, there's a hole. There's a hole in my tree, my tree. There's a hole in my tree. It's an oak tree. And it's got a hole in the bottom. Look at that.
Ow!
Great big hole.
Oh, yeah.
Like the children could climb in there. Can you feel that many children's feet have smoothed all this down?
Yeah. What's that bird going?
It's
there.
Yeah, it's a wren or a... I think it's a wren.
Yeah, I think it might be.
Or a robin. I never know which.
And that on the left, that's a black... Is that a blackbird or a robin?
Is it a thrush?
Blackbird.
Yeah. Ooh, this is Philadelphus, mock orange.
Ooh.
That's late, fine. Now, this is... What is this? If it's not a pew, what do you call it?
A ring.
Oh, a ring.
Or it might be a quarter peel.
What is it now? Half past three.
Half a peel.
You can have... Married? But usually it's a quarter peel or a peel.
Why is it called peel?
I don't know. Look it up on Wikipedia.
Peeling. Half a peel.
It's very appealing, isn't it?
Oh, my dad's just done that one.
Oh, has he?
Wasn't funny then either.
Yeah.
Oh, he laughed at it.
Yeah, he laughed at his own... Robert does that, you know.
You get the shortest peel is one note.
He makes a stupid joke and then he laughs, and I'm like, yeah, well, I'm glad you found it funny. And he said, well, at least somebody does.
Yes, one has to amuse oneself.
Do you know the new research, Fiona, about clapping?
Clapping? No. I know Scottish people often ask if they want to pat your dog. They say, can I clap your dog?
Oh. What did they say about clapping, Stuart?
That people find it hard not to join in once somebody starts.
Mm.
So it's the same with laughing, you see. If you laugh at your own joke, you might get other people to
join in. Yeah. Well, listen.
It's getting warmer, isn't it?
It is.
It's a lovely garden here with a lovely border. Acanthus and...
I wonder what they're going to do with all these churches when people don't go to church anymore.
I think there'll always be people going to church.
Yes.
Yeah, Groton.
They're German.
It's Groton.
Groton.
Ah, this is doesn't smell of anything. I did know the name of it once.
Just think we were in there a minute ago.
Well, not a minute ago. It was about an hour ago.
Plus a minute. You usually come across a cat's graveyard or something like that in these places. Could be the one there, couldn't it? The pet's graveyard.
What does it say here? The Four Seasons statues. They've gone. It's just the prince.
Oh, how funny.
So put them back again.
Oh, there's a picture here, something. See what it says? If we're standing in front of this little plaque with information, we see the house. Did you know the natural looking landscape of Croom is completely man-made? It was the first complete landscape designed by capability. Oh, he cut his teeth on this one. It was Brown who pioneered the shift from formal gardens, e.g. in Hanbury Hall in the picture below, to more natural looking landscapes. There's a Colford which has been left open. They used to grow crops on this land. Lots of drainage. It was once called a boggy marsh here, the land, called Seggy Mere. And then Capability Brown had to do all the drainage, etc.
What are your drainage skills? You built some of the sort of tunnels where the water could go.
Sounds a bit like little boys come out to play.
Does it?
Little boys and girls. Going back up the hill, Gianna, to the church. Can you smell the privet?
A bit.
Do you think we're ready to pray?
Inside the church when it's still ringing, you feel the vibration maybe.
We could do, although it would sound louder outside.
Will it?
I think so. I don't know.
Anyway, test it on your microphone. So level it as, yeah. Before and after.
Can you do recognise the notes?
Oh, yeah. For a wedding or something, they'd get paid, usually.
So it's a normal church, they don't.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You go with Dad. Hmm.
Hurry.
We'll do a little video.
Okay, hang on then. Thank you. baffles it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a lot. Quite. What a difference, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's better outside, isn't it?
Yeah. The tower, of course, has got windows in.
Mm. To let the sound out.
Can you feel the vibration?
No, not really. Quite quiet in there.
Vibration. No, the sway, sometimes the church sways as the...
It's usually the tower that does that, though, that will hold.
The tower, we were just under the tower.
That was the building, that building just there was the towers above it.
Do you know what this ring is called?
No.
Church Conservation Trust is looking after this.
I think it might be as well.
We're back up the hill at the top now. Looking around, you can see the hills and mountains in the distance. That is where we walked all the way down.
Oh.
So we've gone there, round, up the hill. On a bad year, they didn't have much inside, they're just sort of empty. And the other years got really full ones.
So we're going back to the shop now. We've been on this path before. Oh, this is nice. What is this? Sort of like very lacy flowers. Oh, yeah. I don't know what it is. Very pretty. Didn't they stop when the wedding is taking place? Maybe not, because it's not in that church. Maybe they are doing a peal. Oh, car alarm, is it? Reversing, something's reversing. Is that a blackbird
again? Mm. We're going back past the fence that was sort of split along the grain.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's for you.
Yeah. We'll have a look. And picnic benches, let's have a look, see what they're like. Duck. Overgrowing roses and things like that. There's a play area. There's a command bunker. A swing and a slide. What's that? A little big swing. It's a big ring with a netting underneath. Oh. And there's several people can go on it.
There you are. Oh, it swings.
Yeah.
Woo!
Who's ready, Fiona?
Whee!
I'm taking a video of this.
That's fine. Whee! Oh, I love swings. It's huge. Oh my word, that is a bit too high. Whoa.
Might go all the way around.
Oh no, and then fall off in a heap. And
you know, this has got an umbrella over the top here.
I know, I could see there was something there.
So if it rains,
you can still go on.
Do you remember Ted's outhouses at all?
Not really. Yeah, I had a look at the roof.
So climbed up to the roof. This is a skyjack.
Yeah. You gonna have a go, Dad? Oh, don't do that. That's horrible. Don't do. Oh, it's really horrible. That. Don't do that. He's sort of yanking the rope and messing about. Do you want a go, Dad?
Typical boy.
I'll sit on you.
Here, do you want me to?
Can you hold my zoom, please? If you hold it sideways, it'll hear us going further away and nearer.
I'm just pushing you.
Yeah.
Giving you a bit of momentum. I'm not very good. How do you mean if you make some noise, we can test out your stereo?
Yeah, if you hold it so that it's facing, so that we're going right to left, if you see what I mean.
You are.
Nice rainbow.
I'm in the middle.
Yeah. Whee! Come on, Dad.
Kids will be saying, get off there, get off there.
There's some children coming.
Right. Do you think we need to get off now?
Yeah, it's a girl who wants to go.
Okay, you better.
There's other things to go.
I know.
Yeah, but it's for kids, really.
Oh, I'm going to jump off.
Go on, then.
If I can. Oh, I can't jump off. Oh, I can't jump off.
Do you want me to get a video ready for you've been framed? Or what's it called?
What do you want to go, Mum, or not?
No, I get queasy.
I've got off now.
There you go.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Slide. You have to be quite small to get down the other side. It looks like a plane. These are the climbing up things for children to get a foothold.
Oh, yeah.
But this is the shape of an aeroplane wing.
Oh,
you know, with
wow.
The 1940 wartime.
What, you mean the shape that the climbing holes make?
Yeah.
We've got swings for babies there with proper safety things.
Robert would fit on a lot of the thin things. He's very thin. Very tall and very thin.
How tall is he then?
6 foot something.
Oh God. What size shoes does he take?
Did he say 9 or something?
Oh, not very big. That's handy, because if people shoot feet like boats, they sort of get in the way of everything. You keep tripping over them.
No, you just trip over the dog instead. I'm not sure if his dad's as tall as he is, actually. Can't remember now.
So shall we go to a 1940s cafe? Have a cup of tea?
Can do.
I quite like a cup of tea.
Ice cream.
I need something to drink.
Ice cream sounds good. Do they do ice cream and coffee? Or something?
In the shop. Local farmhouse, ice cream and more.
Oh, sounds interesting.
This is a shop.
Oh, wouldn't they do it in the cafe?
Well, absolutely fantastic what they did today. If you're going to first, if at first you have a large gin and tonic.
Ah,
look what this is here.
A double egg poacher for the water.
Oh.
Can I just ask you something? Do they sell ice creams in the cafe? In a... They do.
Ah. Yeah, shall we go and find them then? Because yes. I think the restaurant shuts earlier then. You can sit outside, can't you, for the cafe? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
What's the bottle? Who's got them? With a filter, so you put it in and then it gets, you know, rid of all the horrible taste.
Oh, what filters the water?
Yeah. Got plant sale. We saw in the raft buildings, they're using a wood chip boiler and insulating the building. They're saving on an estimated 35 tonnes of CO2 per year. We enjoyed that. That was lovely. Yeah. We're just going to the cafe now.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm enjoying the bells. Yeah.
I'm just going to the loo. Do you want to go to the loo?
Yeah, but I'd rather go afterwards.
Oh, well, I'm going now anyway. So if you go with Dad...
Should we go and choose something? When you, what do you want? Earl Grey tea or something?
No, if you want, you can buy a brick.
I'll do that.
What do you want? Earl Grey tea? If we get... Oh.